From the pulpit to pottery, for Lenin and Trotsky, it's Art Talk on KCRW. Well, some of the best art on view here in Los Angeles is inspired by history. History, of course, has a lot to do with art. And such is the case for Barry Zipperstein's first solo show at the Nino Mir Gallery called Propaganda Pots. And it's about exactly what it sounds like. Zipperstein takes propaganda posters from the former Eastern Bloc and then turns them into tabletop stoneware sculptures, an exhibit that caught the eye of Hunter Drohojoska-Philp, our art critic. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Tell us a little bit about Zipperstein and how she got into ceramics in the first place.
Well, she's from the Chicago area. Apparently, her father was something of a collector, but not of art, but of decorative objects and objects of interest to him. And so she was always encouraged to be an artist, and she came out to CalArts to go to graduate school. And that's really an interesting part of the story to me, because CalArts is such a rigorously intellectual kind of place, a theoretical place. And I would say that ceramics are not the thing they most encourage their students to study.
But it is an artistic form. There are a lot of people who do the ceramics and stoneware, as you mentioned. This work is inspired by Soviet propaganda, the Eastern Bloc countries. What time period are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about before the fall of the Berlin Wall, for the most part, and Zipperstein's own, sort of journey into evolving her painting and sculpture interests into pursuing ceramics is a very interesting one, because she has a secondary line of product called Be Zippy. These are planters and vases and things that are utilitarian, and they're separate from her fine art practice, but they fed back into it when she went to the Wende Museum and saw their incredible collection of Eastern Bloc artifacts, really.
How do you do that, though? How do you turn something like a propaganda poster into a sculpture? I mean, is this dimensionalizing it? What do you do?
Well, that is really what intrigued me. These pots that she makes are called slab built. They're sort of molded over plastic bowls, or built together, almost constructed. But the way in which she paints them and incises them and translates the two-dimensional imagery from the posters into these three-dimensional forms is really quite extraordinary. And you'll see different kinds of elements. Like, she will use the sort of folk art you would see in those nesting dolls, but she'll also refer to posters that were made to warn women against the possibility of being loose and even taking money for sex, or posters that warned against the use of alcohol or smoking cigarettes or using drugs.
How does the Wende Museum in Culver City, how does it tie into this exhibit?
Well, she went there as a visiting artist, and it's a time capsule of things that we normally do not see in real life. You see them maybe reproduced in a book, or you'll see them on television or something. But to actually see the actual posters and how many of them there are and what the messages were, and she wanted to address the idea of the sort of restrictive nature of propaganda, which is true whether you're in a leftist country or a right-wing country or any country. If propaganda is about restricting information. Art is about not restricting information. So that dialogue takes place within the show.
And as we said at the outset, history, a big part of it.
Absolutely.
Well, Barry Zipperstein's Propaganda Pots on display at the Nino Mir Gallery in West Hollywood through March 3rd. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.